peer-reviewed study published last Friday documented 55 undeclared chemical elements which have been detected in the COVID gene therapy technology from brands Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, CanSino, Sinopharm, and Sputnik V, including several toxic elements such as aluminum, titanium, arsenic, lead, and uranium. The researchers have deduced that the COVID gene therapy technology injections are part of a secret worldwide nanotechnological experimentation program. These crimes against humanity have still gone unanswered, and we do not know what the intended outcome of it all was. So at this point, we can only guess. Optogenetics was selected as Method of the Year in 2010 by Nature Video.
Scientists can switch on cells in this mouse's brain simply by switching on a light. The light activates nerve cells, which make the animal walk in circles. This neat trick is also a powerful new tool. Using light to control the behavior of cells is teaching us about everything from how we wake up to how we learn. This is optogenetics. It's the ability to target specific neurons in living, moving animals that makes this technique so powerful. In this fly, a different light-sensitive system is used to target just 2 out of 200,000 neurons. These neurons govern an escape response, the reflex that makes the fly flee as you move in to swat it. Here, a flash of light activates the neurons, making the fly jump and spread its wings. It can't take off because it's trapped in a petri dish. These mouse heart cells have been engineered to beat in time to pulses of light.
In optogenetics, what we're doing is we're putting molecules that convert light into electricity into neurons, the cells of the brain. Then when we shine light on those neurons, light gets converted into electricity and allows us to turn on or off those cells. The goal here is to find a way to control the electrical activity in some cells and not others in the network. To do that, we had to turn to the natural world. It turns out that throughout all the kingdoms of life, in plants and funguses and bacteria and so on, you can find photosynthetic or photosensory molecules that convert light into electricity. So we borrow these molecules from nature, and then using tricks from the field of gene therapy, we can put them into neurons. Now, these molecules can convert light to electricity, and they do it just in the neurons that we want to control, and not all their neighbors. So we can deliver these molecules to some cells and not others, and then we shine light on the network, we can turn on or off that subset of the cells. If we can turn on or off a set of cells that's embedded within this dense matrix, we can figure out how do they contribute to a behavior. For example, if we can turn on a set of cells, we can figure out what kinds of behaviors can it initiate. If we can turn off a set of cells, then we can delete it momentarily and figure out what it's necessary for. So far, optogenetics has had a lot of impact in the scientific world, but it hasn't been used in any human patients yet. There are a couple reasons why. One is that it requires a gene therapy to deliver the gene that encodes for these light-activated molecules into the body. Currently in the U.S., there are no FDA-approved gene therapies.
That was the problem 10 years ago, but the COVID-19 pandemic gave these mad scientists an excuse to inject billions of humans with a mysterious cocktail of nanotech. And researchers at La Quinta Columna have pointed out the possible relationship between the injections and the invisible light, which is constantly flashing from our mobile phones. We are told that this is for facial recognition, but how can we trust the official narrative when it's coming from transhumanist mass murderers? Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, Our sponsor, the AlexJonesStore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish CMOS to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate CMOS, exclusively available at the AlexJonesStore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate CMOS exclusively discounted at the AlexJonesStore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at the AlexJonesStore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
Wednesday, October 16th, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters, with 19 days and 8 hours until Election Day. And our election coverage continues right here, where we have big news out of Georgia, a couple different big news stories out of Georgia today. You've got Kamala Harris. She's actually speaking live in Pennsylvania right now. And do you know what she's talking about? Kamala Harris is talking about the Constitution and how important the Constitution is and how important the oath to the Constitution is and how important our unalienable rights are. Interesting. Interesting to be hearing that from Kamala Harris, isn't it? I will be honest, it's actually the most presidential she's looked and sounded. They have some pretty good lighting on her. She actually looks and sounds presidential today. I'll give her that. Talking about the Constitution. I wish she meant it. I wish that I could actually believe that she cares about the Constitution and our Bill of Rights and her oath to it. But I don't. I don't. That's just her pandering to Pennsylvania voters. As Pennsylvania is, of course, a very important swing state in this election. But what is Kamala Harris going to do about the black vote, which she is right now prime to have the worst results ever when it comes to black Americans voting in a presidential election? Worst results in modern history, certainly for a Democrat. And it's mostly black men that are going towards Trump. And every time there's a media hit, like recently on Charlamagne, there's nothing but backlash from black men with Kamala Harris. Then there's the Barack Obama lecture towards black men that you have to vote Democrat, you have to vote for Kamala Harris. That didn't go well either. So we'll review some of the follow-up there. So what is Kamala Harris doing to deal with this? What is Kamala Harris doing to try to win back black male voters? She's promising them free money and weed. That's right. Free money and weed. She should probably just go downtown with a bag of weed and a bag of cash and just start handing it out, but only for blacks. If you're white, you don't get the Kamala Harris ganja. You don't get the Kamala cash, only if you're black. You can't identify as black. That's not how it works. Skin color isn't a spectrum, only gender is. No, I'm serious. So we'll look at that as well. And, you know, I noticed this trend as the FBI has now revised its crime data. So you notice what they do. Joe Biden has created all these jobs. And then the Bureau of Labor Statistics revises its jobs report after they make the claim. Crime is down under Joe Biden. And then the FBI revises its crime numbers after the report is already made. So that's happening again. And then you look at what's going on with the migrant gang crimes. Now they're taking over downtown San Antonio. In New York City, you've got this string of minors that have started their own gang. And because they're minors, they don't go to jail. They get released back on the streets. And so we've got those stories. We'll be hearing from a police officer on that as well, who went on a local New York news station to explain what's going on. Good Day New York. He tells the audience, yeah, these gang members commit crimes and then they get released right back onto the street. But see, the liberal media says, what's the big deal? It's just a handful. Oh, okay. It's just a handful. Let's put a handful in your neighborhood then. Let's put a handful in your school then. How about that? School with your kids. No, as long as it's not impacting them, it's just a handful. So come on. Come on. We've got new data. We've got these charts where it shows the words racist and all these other attacks that they use against conservatives, specifically Trump, shoot up like 90, or it's like probably it's like 900% as soon as Trump gets into office. Now the latest one, we have a new one. What word do you think the mainstream media has started using at 10 times the rate since Donald Trump was inaugurated? So we got that for you as well today. Now, let's look at what's going on in Georgia. Now, this might put Georgia back in play. I'm not sure. This news to me is interesting out of Georgia. I'm not quite sure what it means yet. Could it put Georgia back in play? Well, you feel like the deep state that's trying to stop Trump from getting elected, when they're making these moves, it's so that they can beat Trump, obviously. So when they won their lawsuits in Georgia and they caught the people that were double, triple counting ballots, and they know that that's what went on, and they found out about the fake water main break and all that stuff, okay, we can stop that in 2024 and probably win Georgia again. Well, before I get into the legal battles, early voting opened up in Georgia. Georgia voters cast record 252,000 ballots on first day of early voting. And so it's now a battleground state. Georgia is a red state. It's ridiculous. I can't even believe it's considered a battleground state. It's just all the voter fraud in Atlanta, that corrupt Democrat-run city. A record number of early votes been cast in Georgia yesterday as residents headed to the polls in the critical battleground state that is grappling with the fallout from Hurricane Helene and controversial election administration changes that have spurred a flurry of lawsuits. This is CNN reporting. Gabe Sterling of the Georgia Secretary of State's office said, spectacular turnout. We are running out of adjectives for this. The previous first day record was 136,000 in 2020. Ah. And that's, of course, what has me concerned. That's what has me concerned that this was the pattern from 2020 when they stole Georgia from Trump. So, record number of early voting, and I mean a landslide record. So, is this, so again, are we going to have the same thing where you had Joe Biden get a record number of votes, you had Donald Trump get a record number of votes in the exact same election, the most votes ever cast in the pandemic election? Is that what we're looking at again? They're just going to have so many damn votes out there. It's going to be like the steroid era for home runs. Nobody hit 60 home runs in 100 years, and then two players do it in the same season. Well, yeah, they were on steroids. So are we about to see the vote steroids again here? Is that going to be the story? Are these Trump voters getting out early? That concerns me out of Georgia, I'll be honest. Then you have this. Georgia judge blocks hand-counting ballot rule. A Georgia judge has temporarily blocked a rule requiring clerks to hand-count the total number of ballots, saying it's too much, it's too late for the 2024 election. This decision impacts how ballots will be handled in the upcoming voting process. So now it's only machine counting. Now, remember, this was big. This was a big victory for Republicans in the courts that they had to hand count the ballots. Well, now this judge has just struck that down. Again, the quote from the judge's decision, Judge Robert McBurney, Superior Court of Fulton County, that's Atlanta, because the hand count rule is too much, too late, its enforcement is hereby enjoined while the court considers the merits of petitioner and petitioner, interviewer, interveners case. So, it will only be machine count, no hand count. Because you can't figure out how to hand count. It's way too complicated. It's confusing. We don't know how to do it. It's, you know, you got to teach somebody how to hand count a ballot. I mean, that takes way too long. You know, it's not like they just pick up a ballot, look at it, and then see who you voted for. I mean, you know, this is a difficult process to hand count. I don't know how we figured it out. I don't know how our ancestors in this country figured out how to hand count ballots. I don't know how my grade school figured out how to hand count ballots for student president. I don't know how we did it. This is such a complicated process. It's too little, too late. So now this judge steps in and says, nope, no hand counting. Now, I don't think this is the end. I think there will be an appeal. And so we'll see where it goes from there. But again, this is in Atlanta. Other quotes from his decision. The public interest is not disturbed by pressing pause here. This election season is fraught. And what does he bring up? January 6th. Memories of January 6th have not faded away. Regardless of one's view of that date's fame or infamy, anything that adds uncertainty and disorder to the electoral process disturbs the public. Well, so that's why we should hand count. It seems like he's making the case to hand count, but then says no. So there you go. And this is the same judge, it's the same bench that will force you to certify votes even if there are ongoing lawsuits, just like in 2020 when the same bench forced the certification of the votes and then it came out that they were double counting ballots. And then it came out that there were 12,000 illegal votes cast, which was beyond the margin of victory. Didn't matter. They forced the certification anyway, and it was too late. But he wants the public to trust the process, he says, and then he invokes January 6th. So Georgia judge halts rule that would have required hand counting ballots. And he says it's for the public interest. It's for the public trust. You'd think the average American would probably trust a hand-counted process more than a machine, but I don't know. I guess that depends on who you ask. Who is Judge Robert McBurney, a key figure in the Georgia Trump investigation? McBurney presided over the selection process for the grand jury that will hear the Trump case, or that heard the Trump case. Fulton County Superior Judge has presided over key parts of the Georgia probe against former President Donald Trump and his efforts to overturn the 2020 election results. Oh, it's Twilight Zone stuff, man, isn't it? Isn't it just all Twilight Zone stuff? So there's your latest update out of Georgia. And who knows, maybe Kamala Harris will head down to Atlanta with a bag of weed and a bag of cash. She'll be sitting right outside a polling location, just the right amount of length away so that it's not illegal. She can sit out there with cash and weed and say, come on, blacks, vote for me. And that'll be perfectly fine. And we can perfectly trust all the machines to count everything accurately. And that's doing the public a service, even though most states it's required to have a paper backup or even a hand count backup or an audit. Apparently, this judge and the Democrats in Georgia don't want any of that, and we all know why. And we all know why. But, okay, we've seen from undercover journalists, from people at Project Veritas, from Alex Rosen, how they harvest votes, and they do it with old people. And so they'll go to these old folks' homes where a lot of the old folks just don't vote because they're just too old, they're not interested, they don't want to leave, whatever the case may be, they're incapacitated. And so they go into their units and they say, oh, do you want to vote? Oh, you got to vote for the Democrat. He loves you so much. He'll give you health care and all this stuff. And then they basically just fill out the ballot for them. It's been seen in undercover video. Well, now they just record it and do it themselves, but at least in this case, it's a family member. But it's kind of like, you know, the Jimmy Carter Foundation just came out saying, oh, Jimmy Carter has voted for Kamala Harris in early voting. Folks, they rolled out Jimmy Carter to the White House for his 100th birthday. And I mean, no disrespect to the former president, but I mean, he looked dead. I mean, he was literally like the SpongeBob meme of the worm that's dried up in a hospital bed. It was kind of embarrassing, but whatever. They celebrate his 100th birthday. They rolled this corpse of Jimmy Carter out there, and now they're celebrating how he's voted for Kamala Harris. I wonder if he even knows that. So here's this Democrat family getting their old grandma to vote and literally having to vote for her. I mean, you can watch. They take her hand and force her to fill out the ballot, and they say, congratulations, you voted Democrat. So this is how they do it, clip 12.
Okay, Grandma, do you want to vote for the first black woman president ever?
Yeah.
Okay, she's a Democrat, too.
Okay,
so I'll show you where to write. Keep the pen in your hand, and it's right here.
I mean, is that even legal? She's literally doing it for her.
Job, Grandma.
She didn't do anything.
You got to vote for the first woman president.
Harris.
Kamala Harris.
So, I have nothing against that old lady. Seems like a nice old lady. Yeah, there's Jimmy Carter rolling up to the White House. Looking good, Jimmy. Congratulations on voting for Harris. I'm sure you know what's going on. So, if you're just an audio audience, I guess that's her daughter, but the grandma looks like she's probably 90 or so. She's very old. She can't even do the vote herself. So the daughter puts the pen in her hand and then grabs her hand and does the vote for her. The grandma can't even do it. She can't even apply enough pressure with the pen to the piece of paper to vote. So again, I have no problem. You know, I think, you know, if you have a heart, if you have a soul, it goes out to elderly folks that are, you know, in their twilight, and maybe sometimes it's difficult for them to live. So bless her heart. But that's what they do. The Democrats go to these homes. In that case, it's a family member, and they get their ballots. They get their mail-in ballots, whatever it is. And then they go to their homes and they vote for them. And these elderly folks, they don't know what's going on. They're not watching the news. They don't know any policies. So they just get their activist family or the literal Democrat activist showing up at their doors with ballots saying, you're voting Democrat. That's what you're doing. So legal or not, in that case, I don't know, but what about the ethics? I would say it's highly unethical to take advantage of the elderly like this, to get them to vote for the candidate you want when they don't really know what's going on and they can't even apply enough pressure with a pen to the piece of paper to vote themselves, so you have to do it for them. So that's what you got from the Democrats. But maybe it's not as bad as Kamala, who is now, in an attempt to win back the black vote, promising black men money and weed. Not even kidding you. Kamala Harris' outreach to black men includes proposals on marijuana and crypto businesses. That's your USA Today headline. But, you know, it's almost like, before we even get to this headlines, what are we accepting as fact here? Or what are we insinuating here? That weed is black culture? Is that what this is? Oh, every black guy loves weed. Come on, man. That's black guy stuff. If I go down to some downtown area where there's a lot of black people, and I walk up and I say, "Hey, black guys, want some weed? You guys smoking some weed today?" That'd be ridiculous. They'd probably think I was racist, assuming that all black people like weed. But when you're Kamala Harris, "Hey, blacks, you want some weed? Vote for me." What the hell is that? And by the way, last I checked, growing up, whether I was going to parties in high school or college or whatever, I'm pretty sure everybody likes weed. I'm pretty sure if you go to one of these weed stores now, it's legal all over the country. If you go to a weed store, I'm pretty sure it's going to be all types of people in there. So I don't think weed is just a black thing, but this is kind of what the rap culture has done with people like Snoop Dogg. And it's all done by design to hurt black culture. It's not really black culture. It's an attack on black culture is what it is, by the music industry. So that's really what this is. So this is like the acceptance. Oh, yeah, the music industry has attacked black culture and given you weed. As if all black guys smoke weed or it's only a black guy thing. But then Kamala Harris actually says, "Hey, I know. Why don't we tell black men that we'll give them weed? That'll make them vote for me." I mean, how offensive. What is the insinuation here? Somebody probably like Ryan Long or one of these comics needs to just go out, find a bunch of black guys and just be like, "Hey, you guys got some weed? Hey, you guys want to smoke some weed? Y'all like weed, right?" What? That's the insinuation here, is that, "Oh, I know, we can win the black vote by telling black men we'll legalize weed. We'll give them weed." Of course, this is the woman, while she was the attorney general, had all kinds of men in prison for weed and innocent men in prison for murder. So we'll have these stories coming up. But that's the big game plan now from the Democrats. Hey, tell black men we'll give them money and we'll give them weed. They just got to vote for Harris. Nice. Nice. I wonder how that will go. That'll probably backfire too, just like everything else they've done.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexshowstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexshowstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man, but I'm not just a man. just like you. No matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe, who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. And that's why the system hates you and fears you, and that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight. And I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. But I can't fight this fight without you. And that's why I want you always to remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's a thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products, like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today. Please listen closely, because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller, finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get your Ultra 12 and other great products for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Delving deep into the heart of globalist plans, it's Owen Schroyer.
So it's really, it tells quite the story. It shows, first of all, the Democrats are well aware that they need the black vote. And it's funny, because the Democrats will try to tell black Americans that they need the Democrats. And, of course, just like everything else, the Democrats will tell you the exact opposite is true. Democrats actually need the black Americans to vote for them. So they're panicked. They're losing the vote to Trump. So they're saying, hey, blacks, we'll give you weed and money. And then the mainstream media is promoting this like it's a good thing. And this insinuation that somehow weed is part of black culture, like, oh, that's a good thing. That's an interesting admission as well. Harris promises $1 million of forgivable loans for black businesses. Only black. Now, this is completely illegal. This is inherently discriminatory, but it doesn't matter. As long as you discriminate against whites systemically, then it's okay. You couldn't come out and say, we're going to give $1 million of forgivable loans to white businesses. Oh, God, no. The racism, the bigotry. But for blacks, hey. Now it's good. So there's your free money.
The Harris campaign announced this plan, noting that, quote, from the website, Donald Trump is a serious threat to the lives of black men. Again, where do black men die at the highest rate in Democrat-run cities? Where are black men dying from violent crime in Democrat-run cities? Or, I mean, what are the two most dangerous places for a black man? It's not in a white neighborhood. No, the most dangerous places for a black man would be a Democrat-run city or their mother's womb.
Ooh.
So a Democrat-run city or a Democrat woman's womb is the most dangerous place for a black man. But Trump is a threat to the lives of black men. Trump just wants to lift up the entire economy of the entire country. He doesn't care what color your skin is. They play these race games, but that's because they're desperate. They need the black male vote. So, hey, have some free money. Obama chimes in again. Obama applauds Kamala Harris' plan to give black businesses $1 million of forgivable loans. They're calling it a national health equity initiative. National health. Oh my gosh, where do you even begin with that propaganda? And so here's Obama. Kamala Harris has a plan that will lift up black men and their families. She's laid out some ways to give black men the tools to build wealth, achieve financial freedom, and lower costs. Oh, it's just perfect. It's just perfect. Everything they do is perfect. Everything they do is the best. My goodness. Because it's done so well, the welfare state has done so well for the black community, hasn't it? Yes. And then Kamala has a new story. She has a new story in her upbringing. And this is how she's promoting her free money for blacks. My parents met while protesting for civil rights. When I was a child, they would take me to marches in a stroller. Does anybody believe this? Does anybody believe that for one second? I'd like to see a single piece of evidence of Kamala Harris ever at a civil rights march in a stroller. Or her parents ever at a civil rights march. Her Indian mother. Her Jamaican father. They're big civil rights activists now, don't you know? Just like Joe Biden. Joe Biden was a big civil rights marcher. Joe Biden was a big civil rights activist. Joe Biden was walking the bridge with Martin Luther King. Joe Biden was getting arrested for standing up for the blacks. Of course, none of it's true. There's even campaign debates and congressional statements from Joe Biden where he says, I was not doing that. I was not marching. I was not part of the civil rights. See, because back in the 80s, you know, the Democrat Party was still kind of just openly racist against blacks. You go back to like the 70s and the 80s, the remnants of the KKK and the Jim Crow era were still prominent in the Democrat Party. Just look at Robert Byrd, who was eulogized by the Democrats. So you couldn't really be a civil rights activist and be a Democrat. If you were trying to win an election as a Democrat, you couldn't. No, they didn't like civil rights activists. So you didn't want to be known as a civil rights activist in the 80s. If you were a Democrat, you wouldn't get Democrat votes. They were still kind of. They wouldn't say it out loud, but, you know, they weren't big fans of the blacks. But then, as Lyndon Baines Johnson said, we'll have those Negroes voting Democrat the rest of their lives. We just got to give them the free money, the welfare state, get them killing their kids at Planned Parenthood, and then we'll own their ass. And so now they're trying to get them back on the Democrat Party plantation that Trump is trying to free them from like a modern-day political Harriet Tubman. But now it's Kamala Harris. Now it's Kamala Harris. She's a civil rights marcher. She was in the stroller chanting, freedom, freedom. Oh, there's David Duke, Democrat, big Democrat. Yeah, I mean, it's well known. It's well known that in the 80s and before that, you're not a civil rights activist and a Democrat. That ain't going to win you elections. You come out and you say sending your white kids to a black school is like sending them into a jungle. That's what Joe Biden said. That's what gets you elected. Works for Joe Biden. But Kamala, her parents met at a civil rights. Oh, it's a story of civil rights. It's a story of standing up for blacks, her Indian mother, her Jamaican father. She was in the stroller chanting freedom. She says it was her first memory. Oh, my gosh. Does anybody believe this? Meanwhile, it was Donald Trump who was actually giving money to black businesses. It was Donald Trump that was making sure that marginalized and discriminated against groups could join country clubs in New York. It was Donald Trump that was building ice rinks so that people in cities could have an ice rink to skate at. Yeah, don't even get me started on the actual history of the Republican Party. It was started by black men. And the Democrats didn't like that either. So that's what you're dealing with here. But hey, it's great. NPR. They don't even hide it. I mean, this is so offensive. You're a black guy. They're like, hey, black guy, you want some weed? Vote Democrat. What the? In outreach to black men. This is the NPR headline. In outreach to black men, Harris vows to legalize weed. Why is that a black man thing? Again, my life experience, pretty much everybody likes weed that likes weed. I don't think it has a skin association to it. But again, they take over, and really it was the CIA, who runs the music industry? I don't know, ask Michael Jackson. Ask Kanye West. You see what happens to them. And they just say, weed is your culture now. See? Look at this rapper over here. He's a gangbanger. He hates police. He talks about beating women and hookers. And he smokes weed. That's black culture. It's an attack on black culture is what it is. And then they say, black man, we're going to give you your weed. You just got to vote Democrat. We're going to give you your weed. How many states is weed legal in? I don't even think this moves the needle, to be honest. It's really just sad and pathetic and embarrassing and offensive. Harris talks about marijuana and racial identity. In latest interview. Yeah, that's your racial identity. If you're black, you smoke weed. If you're black, you do drugs. How offensive is that? So, that's their attempt to win black voters back from Donald Trump, which the NPR story has to admit. Young black voters are becoming more conservative than their parents. Polls are gravitating towards Donald Trump. So the Democrats put 24 states, so half the country already has weed legal. I mean, it'll probably be legal almost everywhere in 10 years. And I think for states that are usually the last to hop on to things like this, like Texas, South Carolina, I mean, even Missouri, weed is legal now. It'll be an economic thing, and they'll say, well, just for the sheer economics and taxes of it, why wouldn't you do it? So. But imagine how offensive that is. A Democrat puts a bag of weed on a stick and a string and says, here you go, black man. Follow me to the polls now. Come on now. And they just brag about it. Like they're not even embarrassed. They're not even ashamed. They admit that's what they're doing. So they tell you weed is your culture. And then they say, hey, we'll give you weed. Vote Democrat. When it's already legal in half the states anyway. So here's some more systemic racism from Democrats. Illinois bill would give colleges taxpayer dollars for each minority student enrolled. So any non-white. So you see what happens? They've already done this, by the way. They're just trying to make it even worse. They've already done this with universities. They've already done this with the education system. You discriminate against whites, and you throw Asians into that, too. And so you'll have a white student, an Asian student that has higher scores, has higher test grades, has more extracurriculars, whatever, would normally be the one that makes it into the college. But because they're white, they get rejected, and they'll take a non-white with lower scores, lower grades, no extracurriculars, because the college gets tax breaks, they get scholarships. And so eventually you just continue this. Eventually these schools, there's not even going to be a white person in them. And the incentive is just going to be no whites, just have it all non-whites. So that's what is happening now in Illinois. Hey, just discriminate against the whites and we'll give you more taxpayer dollars for your university. Just make sure you keep the whites out. So you always hear about systemic racism, systemic racism. The systemic racism is against white people. And look, I don't even come up here and I'm not crying victim. I really hardly even care about this stuff, to be quite frank with you. But let's just tell it like it is. It's not inherent systemic racism against any other group in this country except whites. But okay, let's talk about, you want to talk about racism against blacks? Kamala Harris puts weed and money in a bag and puts it on a stick and a string and tries to take you to the polls to vote Democrat. How racist is that? Now, oh, and by the way, she goes on that show with Charlamagne. And we can probably just B-roll this in clip 6. And it's the same thing with Taylor Swift. It's the same thing with Ellen DeGeneres. It's the same thing with all these celebrities. Because most people aren't really that political, but they just are supporting Trump for pragmatic reasons. Or even cultural reasons at this point. He's kind of the cultural phenomenon. And so all the comment section now in Charlamagne's comments on Instagram, where he's promoting Kamala Harris now, they're all telling him he's made a mistake. They're all scolding him. They're all saying they're supporting Trump. They're all saying he's sold out. So it represents how this whole celebrity culture is dying. This whole celebrity control over politics is dying, and they're being scolded by their own audience. They're being called out by their own audience. I mean, it's like 100% of the comments, folks. 100% of the comments here are all pro-Trump, anti-Harris. But the Democrat media, the deep state, the corrupt establishment has all these people in their pockets. So it pays. It pays. It pays to be a sellout. It pays to promote propaganda from the Democrat Party, the deep state, and the establishment. So they all know it. They don't want to lose their jobs. They don't want to lose their massive salaries. They don't want to lose their fame and fortune. So they sell out. They don't care about their audience. And it's funny because they want to act like they're the ones that will sacrifice things for the greater good, and they're the ones that will take the hit, and they actually care. No, they don't. All they care about is their pocketbooks. All they care about is their fortune and fame. And then, in their true moment of honesty, like what happened in my debate Monday night, Destiny will come out and say, oh, you're just broke from all the lawsuits. Oh, you're just broke because InfoWars is going out of business. Oh, you just have no money left. You're losing everything. It's like, yeah, exactly. And here I am. Because I don't sell out. I don't sell out my audience. I don't sell out my integrity. And then they view that as like this win, so they're pinned against the wall on policy, so then it becomes, ha-ha, you're broke, ha-ha, you're getting shut down. Yeah, because I still have my integrity. I still have my soul. I don't sell out my audience like Charlemagne. You won't see my audience going into my comment section telling me I sold out. Like Charlemagne or Ellen DeGeneres or Taylor Swift. Won't find that with me. That's worth more than any amount of zeros you can put in my bank account. So, this is a man who's now also called out Charlemagne, who was wrongfully imprisoned while Kamala Harris was a district attorney. Talks about how Kamala Harris was laughing when he was wrongfully imprisoned. By the way, Jamal Truelove was awarded $13 million for his wrongful imprisonment, spent 6 years in prison for a crime he didn't commit. He wanted Charlemagne to press Harris on this. She was not asked. He did not. But I thought he cared about the black community. I thought he cared about black men that are victims of the corrupt justice system that's against them. But when an innocent man spends 6 years in prison and Kamala Harris laughs at him, he doesn't say anything because he sold him out as well. So here he is talking about this in clip two.
Yeah, we ended up losing. And after I lost, got convicted, well, the sentence came in, you know, obviously the courtroom is full. I know who this lady Kamala Harris is, right? People in the projects knew who she was because she was a black district attorney. And we thought that we had a black district attorney in office, right? And who we perceived to be black. Right. That will have that's from Oakland. And that's all we kind of knew. And we would think that, you know,
now,
that she would.
I want to pause it there real quick, because this is an important thing to understand, too. Listen to what he just said. And this is, again, how the Democrats play and prey on black people. And look, they fall for it. He just admitted it. They fell for it with Obama. They don't really fall for it anymore because, you know, fool me once. Shame on me. Fool me twice. Shame on you. What does he say there? He says, oh, because she's black, I thought I could trust her. Because she's black, I thought she would have my back. Because she's black, I thought she was one of us. That's what they do. That's what they do. But see, again, that doesn't exist in any other group politically. Now, there might be stuff that happens in business. There might be stuff that happens in communities dealing with race or heritage, but in politics, nothing like that. White people don't go vote and say, I'm voting for this person because he's white. Hispanic people don't go vote for this person because he's Hispanic. But that's what they've convinced black people is, oh, hey, this Democrat's black, you got to vote for him. And then you find out these black Democrats really don't give a damn about you. Never did. They use you for power. So a very important thing that he says there to kind of understand about that political dynamic, but continue with the clip.
The black district attorney in office, right? And who we perceive to be black, right? That will have that's from Oakland. And that's all we kind of knew. And we would think that, you know, that she would, you know, be a little bit more favorable to us. Now, during my trial, I didn't even think of this lady just in general. I just knew that she was the head DA. They never came and tried to talk to me or anything of the sort, right? It was strictly, you did this, we charging you, you're going down. So at my preliminary, on verdict day, I remember seeing her in the back when I walked in, and when they laid down announced that I was, you know, convicted for first degree murder, which I already knew I was convicted because the jury asked a question to the bailiff, because they give like these questions to be clear to the judge or whatever it may be, and we get to know what the question is. They bring us down to what the question is, and the question was, what's the difference between first degree murder and second degree murder? So I already knew that they just decided if it's gonna be first degree or second degree. So I already came in there with the energy of like, you know, I'm convicted. Now, they already knew too. So that's why the courtroom was super packed. And you see Kamala Harris, like, literally, like, front row, opposite side on the defensive side. And, you know, when they came with the verdict, guilty, you know, me, I wanted to make sure I seen every nigga that was in that month on that side, not supporting me, and everybody else that was on that side. Because I knew, for one, I didn't do it. I stood on principle. And, you know, and I was going to fight to ultimately get back. And I'll never forget when I turned around and I looked and I seen Kamala Harris, you know, we locked eyes this one time and she laughed. She literally just like kind of bust out laughing, almost as in if she was pointing at a nigga, like, ha, 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 ha. That's how I felt. Though she didn't point. But that's how I felt when she was laughing at the verdict coming down.
Now, here's what he said following the interview, the softball interview. Remember, this is the same guy that Joe Biden said, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black too. So, I mean, you want to talk about embarrassing. You want to talk about soft as butter. He went on his show and said, if you don't vote for me, you're not black. And Charlamagne didn't say a damn thing. So he you know, he's on the plantation. But, hey, he's filthy rich. So what does he care? He's rich and famous. He doesn't give a damn. So Jamal Truelove, that's the guy that was just speaking there, who was wrongfully convicted, said this following the interview. Charlamagne had an opportunity to have a legitimate conversation about the issues that we face in the black community and actually press Kamala for answers and hold her accountable for her part in hurting the black community over the years, but you chose to play softball and let her on your platform to spew political propaganda. You know, I wonder, I think there's a lot of things that are going to be permanently set in stone in the political world now. From some of the things we've seen over the last 8 years and maybe more specifically the last 4 years. But also, what about the pop culture world? What about this celebrity world where people like Charlamagne will lift himself up as a proud, strong black man, a voice for the black community? And then, as Jamal Truelove says, when you actually have an opportunity to maybe do something, when you have an opportunity to maybe do something for the black community and ask real questions, you don't show up. So why does anybody listen to this guy? I hope they stop listening to this guy.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexshowstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexshowstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Speaking of wrongfully convicted black Americans, Bevelyn Williams, also known as Bevelyn Beattie, is officially turned into federal prison now. An absolute travesty of justice for protesting abortion, for telling the truth about abortion. The Democrats have persecuted her, and she is now starting her three-year federal prison sentence. Of course, they will be appealing that decision, but she will remain in prison during that appeal. I mean, God bless this woman. And you know, I'm going to play this video quickly, and then, guys, while we're playing the video, in case anybody wants to reach out to her, she did share, like, if you were one of the nice, kind people that reached out to me when I was in prison and wrote me letters, it really is a great thing. It's kind of your only personal touch from the outside world. You've really got nothing but time on your hands there. It's a healthy way to spend your time. So we'll find her federal inmate ID and address if you care to send her a letter. I'm sure it would mean a lot to her. It's painful that this is going on in our country. So here's the story, though. The Biden-Harris administration has made Bevelyn Williams' husband a single father today. They have a young child, and he had to drive her to the prison and turn her over with her children. I just can't even imagine what it's like. And so here's that account from her husband today.
So right now, I'm about to drive my wife to a federal facility. She has to surrender herself there. And this is due to the Harris-Biden administration. And any husband in this country, you know, anyone that's married knows, any mother, any father knows that separation from your loved one, separation from a mother and a daughter at 2 years old is traumatic, and no person, no American citizen should have to experience this in this country. Obama has the audacity to speak to black men and tell black men they need to vote for Kamala Harris when Kamala Harris administration is separating me from my wife and my wife from her daughter at 2 years old for unlawful assembly. My wife is facing 3.5 years for unlawful assembly and federal time, y'all. Okay, federal time. And it's devastating for our family, but we're going to get through this. But I want people to know in this country, mothers, fathers, single mothers, that this cannot be tolerated. And you should not vote for Kamala, because voting for Kamala would do things like this. Right. It's unacceptable. And that's what I have to say. That's what I have to say regarding the Biden-Harris administration made me a single father. You know, I always envisioned growing up to be married and have my child. And that's what we did. We did things the right way. Even if you don't do things the right way, you don't make a father, a single father. You know, you don't do things like that. And for the fact that Obama is going to go lecture black men and tell black men they need to vote for Kamala Harris, and this is what she's doing to black families in this country. She's been doing this even in California, if you look at her record. So, Americans, go out and vote, but I encourage y'all, I implore y'all to vote for number 45, Donald Trump.
And there's her.
Google.
Beautiful young girl.
Mommy gonna miss you. I love you so much.
So heartbreaking.
I love you, pretty girl. And I love you too, baby.
It's just heartbreaking. And she will be appealing it. I'll leave it at that. We put her gifts and go up there, but send her a letter. Send her a letter. Let her know we're still thinking about her. Give her something to read. Give her something to think about. Let her know you're praying. And I'll tell you this. Trump wins. She needs to be pardoned immediately. And she should be suing for wrongful conviction. She should get a fat paycheck. She should retire.
folks. Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Okay, I was just sending the crew the information. If you'd like to send Bevelyn Williams a letter while she is locked up. Bevelyn Beattie Williams, inmate number 36475-510, FCI Aliceville, 11070 AL14, Aliceville, Alabama, 35442. And I think maybe that MoneyGram might be, that's probably how you can send her some cash for her commissary so she can buy food and other things like deodorant and toothpaste and stuff. So, man, that's really unfortunate. Beautiful soul protesting abortion, trying to stop people from killing their babies, and Democrats throw her in a cell. Separate a family. Separate a mother from a daughter. Yeah. But see, this is Kamala Harris on an interview recently. Again, 99% of the time, whatever the Democrats are accusing their opposition of, they're doing. The proof is everywhere. Here's it, Kamala Harris saying, oh, Trump will weaponize justice against his enemies, clip one.
The danger of Donald Trump in terms of somebody who has said that they would weaponize the Department of Justice against his political enemies.
First of all, he's never said that. Never been said. Second of all, that's exactly what the Biden-Harris administration is doing right now. We just showed you another example. So it's all projection. I just can't even. The Republican Party is obviously not perfect. The Republican Party has plenty of problems. I talk about it all day long. This isn't some deal where I'm just standing up for the Republicans all the time, obviously, but there's at least like a modicum of integrity and honesty in the Republican Party. There is nothing. I mean, the Democrat Party has no ethics. They would sell their grandma for political power. It's just completely corrupted. And everything they say is projection. So they'll lock up all their political enemies, and then they'll go do a TV interview and say, Trump's going to lock up his political enemies. As their political enemies are sitting in prison, sitting in courtrooms, awaiting trial, awaiting sentencing. Next, it'll be Tina Peters, Gold Star Grandma. Next, it'll be you. And you'll be in prison, and it'll be the Democrat on TV saying, the Republicans want to imprison their political opponents, and then you'll be hearing it from prison saying, wait a second. That's how insane it is. But people are waking up to it. It's just a matter of, will it translate to a political victory? Will the propaganda be too overwhelming? Will the election shenanigans be too overwhelming? And by the way, here's what's going to be interesting. It was, oh man, I forget the guy's name. Guys, Maryland District 1 congressman. His name is slipping my, Andy Smith. I can't remember his name. Maryland District 1 congressman this morning on Sirius XM radio. I'm sorry, guys. Yes, Andy Harris. Thank you. And he was talking about the Democrats' plan to not certify the election. He was talking about Jamie Raskin and the Democrats' plan that if Trump wins, they just will not certify the election and they'll just run an actual insurrection and basically just declare single party power. And they'll probably just cancel elections at that point. They'll basically go full Zelensky. And who knows what else they might do in that process as well. But why am I bringing this up? Because this isn't like 2020 where it was kind of the balance of the Republican Party was we don't want to ruffle the feathers too much. We'd rather go along to get along. Let's just accept defeat and move on. Just okay, Biden won. Let's not look into it. Let's just, keep things as usual here. We won't talk about elections being stolen. Well, the balance on that issue has shifted. Now, the most vocal Republican leadership is talking about how the Democrats are going to refuse to certify. I mean, that's what he was talking about today. So you have a Republican, this is in Maryland, saying the Democrats are going to try to steal and cheat to win this election. Folks, that's what they call in football, that's a chunk play. That's a 40-yard pass downfield moving the ball forward where it needs to go. So why am I saying this? Because, like I said, in 2020, it was clear to me what was going to happen. Is they stole it from Trump. There would be a million people in Washington, D.C. supporting Donald Trump, saying, look at all the support for Trump. He gets 30,000 people at every rally. Nobody knows who Joe Biden is. Nobody voted for Joe Biden. There's no rallies. There's no support. Joe Biden can never do this. Look, Trump supporters just came together 3 months in a row, over a million people in D.C. He won this election. We want it reviewed. That was easy to see. I knew that it was a peaceful protest in November, it was a peaceful protest in December, probably would have been a peaceful protest in January, except there were people in there that did dumb things, made stupid mistakes, there were instigators, there were agitators, and there was a stand down because they wanted the whole thing to happen, and so, okay, we won't relitigate that. The point is, 2024 is a little harder to read now. I knew the Republicans weren't going to stand up for Donald Trump. They were going to fold like a cheap tent, just like Mike Pence did. So it was, yeah, there'll be protesters for Trump, okay. There'll be a march for Trump, okay. And it'll really just more be for the optics of, hey, look, Trump can get a million people in D.C. three straight months. Biden can't get 10 people at a closet rally. So it was more just like, maybe we knew we couldn't win the war, but we could at least kind of win the optical battle of, yeah, there's more support for Trump than any president in American history. Here's your proof positive. Here's for the American people to see. And they stole that from us, too. And we got set up, and they stole that from us, too. And, we could sit here and Monday morning quarterback it And me and Alex have talked about it. Like, you know what? Maybe we should have seen it coming. Maybe we should have been more prepared for them to do that on that day. But it's done. The deal is done. But 2024, I don't think, I don't know. It's a bit of an unknown factor. The Republican Party, I don't think, is going to lay down as easily. You're going to have loud voices in the Republican Party if they see shenanigans that are going to call it out. And they're prepared. They are prepared for the Democrats to refuse to certify, and they're getting ready for whatever they have to do to make sure that if and when Trump wins, or when Trump wins, that they get the certification, even if the Democrats try to stop it. So I guess my point is, it's not we the people that are trying to stand up for a Trump victory. It's going to be there is going to be a force in the Republican Party politically. Now, what that looks like, I don't know. We haven't really seen that before. So they know what's going on. The Republicans that aren't squish, that aren't spineless, that aren't sold out, they know what the Democrats are going to do. They're going to try to steal it. And they know if Trump wins that they're going to refuse to certify. So they're actually preparing for that. So that's good news. All right. Let's move on to some other news. Well, let me actually just say this before we move on, because I think it ties in. Why is the Department of Defense putting out domestic military documents on lethal force? DOD directive expands domestic military authority to include lethal force. This just came out a few weeks ago. The story and the link to the actual document is at Infowars.com. So why is the DOD putting out Directive 5240, DOD Intelligence and Intelligence-Related Activities and Defense Intelligence Component Assistance to Law Enforcement Agencies and Other Civil Authorities? Why are they putting this out with just a few months to go until the election and saying and talking about lethal force? The Department of Defense Directive 5240, which came into effect in September on the 27th, expanded the authority of the military to assist in domestic law enforcement activities and exercise the use of lethal force. Assistance in responding with assets with potential for lethality, or any situation in which it reasonably foreseeable that providing the requested assistance may involve the use of force that is likely to result in lethal force. So if I'm putting two and two together here, is this the Biden-Harris administration, Department of Defense, military-industrial complex preparing for potential protests if they steal the election from Trump and they're just going to say kill him? Is this going to be America's Tiananmen Square moment? Now let me be clear here. I don't think that's going to work. I don't think that's how this is going to go down. So I'm not telling you that's going to happen. I don't think the military is that corrupted yet. There's no doubt that most of it happened in Obama, but it's back with Biden, that they want to overtake the military with leftists and liberals who would turn a gun on an American and kill him, specifically if they can hyperpolarize politics like they've done and make them hate Trump. So, yeah, they'd love to have a military full of Trump haters that if they see a person in a Trump hat and they're told you can use lethal force, that they can open up and start firing on them. I don't even think the most far left liberals are that emboldened yet. I don't even think they would do it. And I don't think they have the numbers in the military to pull that off yet. So I don't think it's going to work. But I think clearly the agenda here is, yeah, if there's another January 6th type thing, we're going to send out the DOD, we're going to send out our leftards in the military, and we're going to tell them to use lethal force. They celebrated the death of Ashley Babbitt. They celebrated the death of Corey Contemporary at the Trump rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. So absolutely, this is not a coincidence that they put this document out with just a few months until the election saying, yes, we can use lethal force if it's necessary. That's 100%. in response to a potential January 6th type situation where a million Trump supporters show up in Washington, D.C., saying we don't believe the results of the election, and the Biden-Harris administration will send out the military and say use lethal force, and they hope they have leftists in there that hate Donald Trump and Trump supporters that will actually turn their guns and fire on Americans. Absolutely, that's what this is about. It's not a coincidence. I don't think that'll happen. I don't believe that even – I don't even think right now that really – look, the average libtard at this point that hates Trump and hates Trump supporters is really in a dark place. And some of them probably would like to kill Trump supporters, but I don't know if they could do it in mass. I don't think they could do it. I don't think they could actually pull the trigger in a military uniform. I could be underestimating them. I think a lot of them just talk a big game, but I don't know. This could be, potentially, you could be looking at, you could be forecasting here, the American Tiananmen Square moment, where the military, with their new Department of Defense directive to use lethal force, gets turned on the American people, and you have a bunch of leftist, Democrat, brainwashed libtards pull guns and shoot American people that are protesting for Donald Trump. So that's certainly the forecast. That's certainly the environment that they're trying to create and give the green light to the military to do that. And I'd like to think we're not there. I'd like to think we won't have our Tiananmen Square moment. I'd like to think that even the most deranged leftist, libtard, haters, brainwashed wouldn't do that. Maybe that's wishful thinking. I'd like to think that the military isn't that corrupted. Maybe that's wishful thinking. But now this is also something we have to be prepared for. This is also something we have to prepare like a tornado or a hurricane is coming. That's the forecast, folks. That's what the forecast is with this document. So, let's go here to John Bound's report on this document.
I've seen one FEMA agent since I've been here. He approached the front gate of our facility, and his request was, get this, cooperate with local government. Yeah. We've been reported to the authorities for domestic terrorism.
Yeah.
We're a bunch of special operation veterans. It doesn't get any more American than what we're doing.
Yeah,
we're here to help the people.
Yes, it is that damn bad that the survivors of the storm are in such mental torment and going through so much trauma because they literally have nothing left. There are certain ones of them that have nothing left. No homes, no belongings, no nothing. Completely gone. All they have is their life, and they're taking that from themselves now. Yeah, it's that bad.
I think those who have been spreading these lies to try to undermine the opposition are going to pay a price for it.
Imagine that an organization that brands conservatives and Christians haters and puts them on a map with chapters of the Ku Klux Klan works with the federal government, advising the administration on its domestic terror strategy. This Orwellian nightmare isn't a hypothetical. It actually happened under the Biden administration. This hate map inspired an act of terror in 2012, and former staff have come forward claiming that the hate accusations are a highly profitable scam. The White House has hosted meetings with SPLC leaders and staff at least 11 times, and Biden nominated an SPLC attorney to a top federal judgeship. The Biden administration has used the SPLC to target radical traditional Catholics, and last year, the SPLC added parental rights groups like Moms for Liberty to the hate map. This echoes the Biden White House's work on a letter comparing concerned parents to domestic terrorists.
This morning, growing safety fears for government workers in Western North Carolina, supporting ongoing recovery efforts from Hurricane Helene. According to the Washington Post, an urgent message was sent to numerous federal agencies on Saturday, warning FEMA has advised all federal responders in Rutherford County, North Carolina, to stand down and evacuate the county immediately, adding that National Guard troops had come across trucks of armed militia, saying they were out hunting FEMA. NBC News has not seen the email cited by the Post, and it's unclear whether the threat mentioned was seen as credible. North Carolina Republican Congressman Chuck Edwards addressing the reported threats on MSNBC.
We had two counties with folks reported with different militia groups attacking and threatening FEMA.
An update here. Authorities in North Carolina have arrested 44-year-old William Jacob Parsons of Bostic, North Carolina. We have the mugshot there. Parsons was arrested and charged with going armed to the terror of the public. He was armed with a handgun and a rifle. Of course, in this information environment, there are concerns that conspiracy theories and bad information regarding recovery efforts could spur further threats, but really relieved to report that at this point, the sheriff's office believes that the suspect acted alone.
The U.S. military has updated a DOD directive to allow the use of lethal force in domestic operations under specific conditions, particularly in assisting civil law enforcement during national security emergencies, potentially including civil disturbances. The 2024 version of the directive repealed previous versions and significantly expands the military's role in domestic operations, raising concerns about its use during potential civil unrest surrounding the election. The updated directive allows defense intelligence components to provide personnel to assist law enforcement agencies and civil authorities with lethal force in situations likely to result in death or serious bodily injury, including confrontations with civilian individuals or groups. However, the U.S. military is generally prohibited from engaging domestically with the citizenry, except in cases and circumstances expressly authorized by the Constitution or an act of Congress, as per the Posse Comitatus Act, 18 U.S. Code 1385. The updated directive and the potential use of lethal force in domestic operations have raised significant concerns and questions about civil liberties and the military's role in domestic affairs, particularly in the context of the upcoming elections.
I'm confident it'll be free and fair. I don't know whether it'll be peaceful. The things that Trump has said and the things that he said last time out, when he didn't like the outcome of the election, were very dangerous.
John Bowne reporting.
All right. Now, here's my political forecast. I mean, this thing is on a razor's edge, folks. It could still go either way. And I think what we're seeing in Georgia now has me concerned. Might even put Georgia into a toss-up for me, even. And it has more electoral college votes than Arizona, which could become a toss-up, too. So, but I think you have a situation where I don't think anybody believes it if Trump loses. So, okay, what happens then? Republicans in Congress, do they say things? Is there another, you know, million people? Is it 5 million people in D.C.? I don't think people will believe it if Trump loses, no matter what. I mean, he's up 10 points in some polls. He's never polled better. He's never been more popular. Nobody talks about Harris rallies or size anymore because there isn't one. But then you have it, if Trump wins, that the Democrats are going to refuse to certify, and then you're going to have this political standoff. So, you know, I look at this either way. The forecast either way is a political hurricane is approaching, ladies and gentlemen. Either way. Political hurricane approaching. Political standoff approaching. So, and they want InfoWars off air for all of it. Go figure. What do you know?
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, the AlexJonesStore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish Sea Moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air. Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products, and for 40% off, some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at band.video.
Remember, it's not too late to get your raffle entries to win the monster truck at thealexjonesstore.com. T-shirts, hats, and now other supplements as well, like the Sea Moss gummies at thealexjonesstore.com. Raffle entries are still eligible with every purchase, every $1 spent, five-time raffle entries right now at thealexjonesstore.com. The T-shirts include some of the classic throwbacks, including some of the first T-shirts ever sold at InfoWars, and then some new designs as well, some revamped designs. There's a War Room T-shirt. It's all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it's the support there that will keep Alex Jones on the air. The Ultimate Sea Moss Gummies on sale right now as well at thealexjonesstore.com. Raffle still live, not too late. With every purchase, you get your raffle entries to win the monster truck. All right. Let's hit some politics real quick. Let's get some video clips from Ted Cruz and Colin Allred's debate last night. Here's Ted Cruz calling out Colin's record in clip 8.
He said not a word about his own record. I have to admit, the beginning of it, it reminded me of Kamala Harris in her debates answering everything. Look, I was born in the middle class. It's some lines that sound nice that ignore his record. Let's just talk about his voting record. Again, you can go to allredfacts.com. You can see the actual votes. 4 times he has come out for men playing in women's sports, for boys playing in girls' sports. He is a co-sponsor, and he voted for a law called the Equality Act. The Equality Act mandated that boys be able to go in girls' bathrooms, in their locker rooms, in their changing rooms. He voted for it. That is his record. Number two, there was a bill. It was a very simple bill. It was narrowly defined. It was protecting women and girls' sports. He voted no. The only issue on that bill was whether biological boys should compete against our daughters. That's not fair. Congressman Allred was an NFL linebacker. It is not fair for a man to compete against women. The third time, he signed on to something called the Transgender Bill of Rights. Transgender Bill of Rights explicitly, and he co-sponsored it, mandated that boys compete against girls' sports. And just 2 weeks ago, Congressman Allred joined 100 radical Democrats in demanding that our military allow drag shows on military bases, pay for soldiers to have sex changes using taxpayer money, and pay for children to be sterilized and have sex changes on military bases. Again, that's extreme. That's not Texas,
Senator,
but that is his voting
Senator,
record.
That's your time.
Yeah.
Now, I forget what the website, I think he said allredfacts.com, and so he, all the stuff he just said is well documented. And this is what's so frustrating dealing with Democrats. And you have to ask yourself something like, why do they run from their own record? Why do they hide from their own record, especially when it's easily verifiable? Ted Cruz shares on his X account here, Colin Allred sent a letter urging the Department of Defense to fund sex change surgeries for minors. I mean, here it is right here. You have the document. It was actually just sent last month. This is recent. It was sent last month. Okay? There it is right there. As the House and Senate prepare to negotiate the fiscal year 2025 National Defense Authorization Act, we write strongly to urge the removal of provisions that actively target the LGBTQ plus service members and the LGBTQ plus dependents and threaten the recruitment, retention, and readiness of our armed forces. So it's all about transgender surgeries. It's all about paying for them. It's all about the minors. It has nothing to do with national defense. The National Defense Authorization Act has nothing to do with national defense. It has to deal with sex change for minors, and it has to deal with women having to compete against men in women's sports. It has to deal with transgender surgeries in the military. And there's Colin Allred's signature right there. Right there. That was just last month. Okay? So I just don't get it. Why do they run from their own record? Guys, flip it so you can see a signature on there. I just don't understand why he sits up there and denies this. That's his signature right there. And then the voting record in Congress is obviously public information. So why do Democrats lie? Why do they run from their own record? Why do they run from their own policies? What was it, guys? Was it allredfacts.com? Was that right? Yeah. Okay. Allredfacts.com. So again, I just don't understand why they run from their policies. I just don't get it. And then he sits up there in a debate and says, that's not true. That's not true. This is your signature right here, jackass. What, I mean, what do you mean it's not true? This is literally your signature. Your voting record is public. And they say, oh, that's not true. It's so typical. And that kind of becomes the problem. And it's like, well, what do you do? What do you do with how do you deal with these lies? You can say, well, we could have fact checkers. Well, then the fact checkers are all liberals, so they just lie too. And so the answer really is people have to do their own research. But then the problem is people don't even do their own research. They still won't even do their own research. Here's Ted Cruz responding to Allred after Allred called him a threat to democracy in clip 9.
And it's not funny, because you're a threat to democracy.
Sure.
I was on the Senate. I was on the House floor when we went through the votes. I remember when you objected to the results in Arizona.
Now, let me be clear. I don't know Congressman Allred. I have no animus for him personally. But I do know his voting record. His voting record is radical and extreme. And you want to talk about threats to democracy. Let's take a vote that just happened a few weeks ago on the floor of the House, the SAVE Act. The SAVE Act provided that in order to register to vote, you got to prove you're an American citizen. Congressman Allred voted no. 11.5 million illegal immigrants have come into this country under Kamala Harris and Colin Allred's open border policies, and Congressman Allred votes no to protecting our elections and ensuring that people don't vote illegally. That is a threat to democracy.
So here's another example of how the left manipulates and deceives. A couple months ago, this was in August, and they've done this a couple times during the Biden-Harris administration. They come out and they talk about these jobs reports. And every time it's either misleading or just a complete fabrication. I said, oh, look, we added all these jobs. It turned out that the vast majority of the new employees, the new workers in the labor statistics were non-citizens. Non-citizens. Not Americans, non-citizens. And it's very likely, maybe depending on where you live, but it's very likely, and in fact, I'm pretty sure we were talking to people, because I was talking to people in South Carolina, and they're all saying the same thing. So I don't know, it probably does depend on where you live, how often you see it, but no matter where you live, you're dealing with this now. In the service sector, mostly dealing with some of these kind of newer jobs like rideshare services or food delivery services, you're dealing with somebody that doesn't even speak English. Now, if you're in a state where there's huge numbers of illegals, and I've dealt with this a couple times too, where you try to call a service like a repairman or something over to your home, they don't even speak English. A moving company will hire somebody. They don't even speak English. And now it becomes this like, you got to call and say, hey, are your employees American? Call a moving company. Hey, do the people you're going to send here to move me into my new house, do they speak English? Like, can I communicate with them? The person you're sending to repair my washing machine, dryer, whatever, do they speak English? Will I be able to communicate with them? Now it's like a prerequisite when you're hiring somebody to have to do that. So you're probably experiencing that. You didn't have that. At least it would be extremely rare for you to deal with this 4 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, probably never. Now it's like common. Rideshare, food delivery, even some, you know, services coming to your home, repairmen, whatever, moving companies. Now it's like, oh yeah, you might be dealing with someone that doesn't even speak English. So, okay, so they would say, oh, all these new jobs, all these new workers, they were all non-citizens. So then they do the same thing this year in August. And they say, we just added all these new jobs. And then those are the headlines. Those are the reports. The Democrats come out and celebrate. And then a week later, they say, oh, it was all a lie. U.S. added 818,000 fewer jobs than thought. U.S. jobs gains over the last 12 months ending in March were revised downward by 818,000. So you see, they put out false reports. The Biden-Harris administration does a victory lap. The media does a victory lap for them. They run this economic propaganda. And then when all the dust is settled, they come out and they say, oh, no, we lied. Now they've done it again with the crime statistics. Oh, yeah, really? You lied about the crime statistics. Golly gee. And you know, again, these are the things that You know, here's part of my problem with politics. It's so much noise. It's so much wonk. It's so much football passing and punting around that we completely discount real world life experience. It's like what you're actually experiencing doesn't even matter. It's like what you actually experience on a day-to-day basis, the price at the pump, consumer price index, energy price, grocery bill. It's like that doesn't even matter. No. It's whatever the politician is telling you. It's whatever the media is telling you. It's whatever the government is telling you. Well, you should throw that out the window and say, okay, just look at the economy alone. I can sit here all day and I can listen to economic debates. I can listen to economic policies. I can listen to people talk about Trump this, Harris that, Biden here, whatever. All of it. Jobs added, jobs lost, inflation, everything. All this noise, all this racket, all this wonk. Well, what is my real world experience? What am I actually experiencing? Forget all the noise. What is my reality? That's what actually matters. The reality is your grocery bill is up 25%. The reality is your price at the pump is up 50%. The reality is your energy bill is up 30%. The reality is your taxes are probably up. That's the reality. That's not noise. That's not wonk. That's not debate. That's not political. That's reality. But it's, oh, you just don't even deal with reality. So it's the same thing for crime. Everybody knows crime is up. Everybody knows crime is up. Just like everybody knows inflation is up. And then they just say, no, it's the best crime report ever. It's the best economy ever. And then they have these debates, and it's like, well, this isn't the world that I'm experiencing. It doesn't matter. I said so. So here it is again, because this has been a major talking point during these debates. And they just lie. FBI quietly revised, FBI quietly revised 2022 crime data to show violent offenses rose rather than dropped. Oh! Rose rather than dropped. But isn't that so convenient for the Democrats who go on these debate stages, who go on these television shows, and they tell the American people that crime has dropped under the Biden-Harris administration, and they were using false statistics. And then the FBI says, hey, guys, let's kind of keep this on the down low, maybe, you know, whisper it around, but let's just... You know, we got to put this out. We have to put the statistics out. We have to put the data out. But, you know, don't tell anyone. But actually, the crime numbers didn't go down. They actually rose. Yeah. Yeah. They rose. And they've been campaigning. The Democrats have been campaigning that crime numbers are down. It was all a lie. It was all a lie. Do you think they'll... Fact check? Do you think they'll correct course? Former President Donald Trump has been hit with numerous fact checks on the campaign trail that have cited FBI statistics to maintain violent crime is falling in America. However, the FBI recently quietly adjusted its figures, and the new numbers show that offenses actually ticked up overall. The apparent stealth edit to the Bureau's statistics, first reported by Real Clear Investigations, shows that the raw number of violent crime incidents, including murders, assaults, and rapes, rose 4.9% instead of the decrease they claimed of 2.5%. So they claimed they decreased 3%. They actually rose 5%. That was the truth. And they said that on debate stages, and they said that during campaign speeches, and they said that on the mainstream news media. And it was all a lie. But Trump gets fact-checked when he was right. And then here's your violent criminal gangs. And now it's minors. And because of policies in cities like New York, they can't even go to jail. In fact, here's a police officer talking about that on Good Day New York in clip 10.
What started out as a robbery crew, upwards of 50 robberies, 20 individuals arrested for upwards of 50 robberies. With and out of those 20 individuals, every single one of them is on the streets today.
So, that's crazy. Now, there are reports that they're operating the Roosevelt Hotel, which used to be a very nice hotel in New York City. Now it's a migrant shelter. What are we talking about? What's going on inside this hotel that is now spilling out into the Times Square area?
Yeah, I mean, there's actually a recruitment process. And
yeah, well, look, Trump is not being facetious. It's not a talking point. The Venezuelan government has emptied the prisons into the United States of America. That is literally happening. It's probably not the only one. He says El Salvador is doing it too. So they're taking their gang members and they're figuring, well, hey, gee, why should we pay for them to be imprisoned here and still have to feed them three meals in a day and still have to give them a roof over their head? Why don't we just send them to the United States and they can take care of them? And, you know, whatever happens after that, they don't care. So the gangs now, you see, they're starting to coalesce again. They're starting to come together. They're starting to recruit. They're starting to grow, starting to engage in gang activity, organized crime, all brought in by the Biden-Harris open border. And so that's what I'm saying. They say, border's more secure than ever. I mean, it's just like, what? Reality doesn't even matter to these people. Young migrants tied to shocking increase in gang-led crimes in New York City's Times Square. And then because of these policies, since they're minors, they just get released back on the street, just like the individual just said. And it's the same. It's the same kids that are starting these gangs or trying to get into bigger gangs or recruit for their smaller gangs. And they get arrested and they get released because that's the policy that the Democrats have in New York City. Oh, gee, I wonder. Yeah, I wonder why. I wonder why they keep committing crimes. New York Police Department says migrant children behind several violent crimes near Times Square as young as 11 years old. And the police just let them go. And now they're starting their own gangs. So it's like Tren de Aragua is a little too hardcore. And they're a little more serious in their organized crime. They're not exactly looking for 11-year-olds to run their criminal operations. But this new gang, Little Devils. Meet one of Tren de Aragua's Little Devils, a 15-year-old migrant terrorizing New York City in armed robberies. Brought in by the Democrats. And then the Democrats make sure that they don't go to jail with their policies. But then they go on TV and they say crime is down. And then they go on TV and they say that the border is secure. And now they're organizing in San Antonio, Texas. Evil super gang seizes four apartment complexes in major Texas city in new terrifying show of strength. A dangerous Venezuelan gang has taken over at least four apartment complexes in San Antonio as it expands its reach in yet another American city. Dubbed the epitome of evil, Tren de Aragua is known to run drug smuggling, child prostitution, and human trafficking now in North America as well as South America, with its members crossing over the border in recent years thanks to the Biden-Harris open border. But Mark the Rat Ass on ABC News, when J.D. Vance brings this up, she says, so what? What is the big deal? In clip 11.
The incidents were limited to a handful of apartment complexes, and the mayor said our dedicated police officers have acted on those concerns. A handful of problems.
Only, Martha, do you hear yourself? Only a handful of apartment complexes in America were taken over by Venezuelan gangs, and Donald Trump is the problem and not Kamala Harris's open border. Americans are so fed up with what's going on, and they have every right to be. And I really find this exchange, Martha, sort of interesting because you seem to be more focused with nitpicking everything that Donald Trump has said rather than acknowledging that apartment complexes in the United States of America are being taken over by violent gangs. I worry so much more about that problem than anything else here. We've got to get American communities in a safe space again. And unfortunately, when you let people in by the millions, most of whom are unvetted, most of whom you don't know who they really are, you're going to have problems like this. Kamala Harris, 94 executive orders that undid Donald Trump's successful border policies. We knew this stuff would happen.
They
bragged about opening the border, and now we have the consequences, and we're living with it. We can do so much better, but frankly, we're not going to do better, Martha, unless Donald Trump calls this stuff out. I'm glad that he did.
Now, folks, this is such a key moment here from Martha Ratass on ABC News. It's just a handful. So what is the limit then? It's just a handful. Well, it's just a couple handfuls. Well, it's just a load. Well, it's just a lot. Well, it's just everywhere. Where's your limit then? See how everything is politics for these people? They're so committed to the Democrat Party propaganda. They're so committing to lying for the Democrats as their propaganda wing of the media that they'll sit here and they will defend illegal immigration. They will sit here and defend criminal organized gangs and crime coming into the country over the border because they can't deny it now. They used to just say it doesn't exist. Well, now it's just so overwhelming they can't deny it. So they have to accept, okay, well, first we denied it's going on, but everybody sees it's true. Like they used to deny the Springfield, Ohio stories, and then a bunch of independent journalists went there and highlighted it, and then we saw the videos of them eating the cats and chopping up animals and everything. Saw the police reports. It's like, oh, okay, yeah, that actually goes on. So let's just not talk about it. Oh, there's no gang members, and now it's, well, there's just a handful of gang members. So you see, it's just, oh, well, maybe there's some. Well, you said there was none. Well, okay, fine, but it's just some. So what's the story here? As long as it doesn't affect you? Or is it just continue to move the goalposts and defend the Democrat Party? Well, so how much is too much gang crime? How much is too much illegal immigrant, violent criminals and rapists coming across the border? How much is too much for a small city in Ohio of, 50,000 population to take on? 20,000, 30,000, 50,000? And then the locals can't get into a hospital. The schools get overwhelmed. The housing costs go up. The insurance costs go up. What's the limit? Oh, it's just a handful. Oh, it's just a couple hundred. Oh, it's just a couple thousand. It's just a couple million. Oh, what? They only raped one of your family members. Oh, they only killed one of your family members. So what? What are you complaining about? What's the limit? It shows you right there. It shows you right there how they'll do anything to defend the Democrats, even when they have to admit it's actually going on. It's, well, so what? It's just, yeah. So it's a little rape. Come on. And J.D. Vance's response is perfect. Do you even hear yourself? So that's where we're at. We're at the point now where Democrats and their propaganda media have to defend illegal immigrants. They have to defend gang organized crime. They have to defend rapists. They have to defend murderers. They have to lie about jobs numbers. They have to lie about crime statistics. And then they just have to defend it because that's all they have at this point. And the American people see through it.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Match Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The show that digs deeper than the rest. Welcome to The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
And then you see stories like this all the time. All these businesses shutting down in what were once a good place to have a business, but then with Democrat policies on crime, you can barely make money or even ensure the safety of your employees, so you just shut down. 7-Eleven stores are closing all over Chicago, and nobody knows why. Nobody knows why. We have no idea why. One of the busiest and most important 7-Elevens across Chicago recently boarded up its windows and doors. People are blaming things like crime and the election and the general national Chicago talking points that get the folks riled up online. Well, yeah, when you can't ensure the safety of your employees because you're getting robbed so much, and gun crime and violent crime are up, and then when people can just come into your store and rob you, and there's nothing you can do about it, and they won't go to jail, or they'll get released immediately, it becomes a tough place to run a business. And when it becomes that tough, eventually you just kind of cut your losses, or even your gains sometimes, and just say, that's it, we're out. Nobody knows why. Yeah, the stores just get wrecked. They get mauled. Can't even ensure the safety of your employees. There's the organized retail theft. There's the looting. There's the holdups. But, oh, we don't know why they would close. Oh. No, we all know why. We all know why. They just don't want to talk about it. All right. Are you a racist because you don't know how to pronounce Kamala's name right? I really don't even know. Am I saying it right? Is it Kamala? I guess they want us to say, is it Kamala? I don't know. But apparently you're racist, according to Doug Emhoff in clip 7.
What does it say about kind of gender inequality, either subliminally or overtly, that there are little things like referring to a man in office by his last name, which signifies an authoritative position, versus a woman in office by her first name, which kind of signifies, yeah, we're friends.
Or even worse, when they intentionally mispronounce her name, you know, which is a, you know, another way to try to diminish or demean. Yeah, no, it's we need to, it needs to be equal. And I've been, you know, trying to, you know, live that. Mm-hmm. Someone who stepped away from a big career that I love very much to support her. And it's okay to do that. It doesn't make me feel like I'm any less of a dude by doing that. Dude. She supports me just as much as I support her.
But you see, oh, they can choose how they want to live your life, but if you want to choose to live your life in a way that might be, I don't know, conservative, then you're somehow the bad guy. Again, this idea that people are intentionally mispronouncing her name, I don't even know if I'm mispronouncing her name. It's been Kamala Harris as long as I know. Now all of a sudden people don't know how to pronounce her name. But again, who made hats and T-shirts and news bits and comedy bits calling Donald Trump Donald Drumpf? So that's literally their thing. Again, it's more projection. They sold hats, T-shirts, comedy skits, everything, and they said, Donald Drumpf. So that's what they did. That is actually a conscious decision to mispronounce his name, as Imhoff says, to demean him. Whatever, it's politics. Nobody's intentionally mispronouncing Kamala's name. She's been Kamala forever, and now you're saying it's Kamala. I've never heard anybody talk about mispronouncing your name until now. You can use it as some new racist trope or female victim trope. But Donald Trump, your technique to intentionally mispronounce Trump's name, Kamala, Kamala. Oh, yeah, you're rude for calling her by her first name. Okay, what will they come up with next?
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
Give me liberty
or give me death.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Tim Walz is a little different. The Trump campaign just put out this funny video of this strange man in clip three. For 12 years now they shot you. Is waving to nobody. There he is with the weird spasms on the stage, clapping like a seal, pretending like he knows people in the audience. Just over exaggerated body language. Very strange stuff. These have to be the two most phony candidates you've ever seen on a ticket. You've never seen more forced politics in your life than this guy's body language and Kamala Harris trying to relate to people. My goodness. We can't. I mean, right? This can't be our reality. 4 years of Harris Walz, there's no way, right? There's just no way. It's unfathomable. Can't be. There's just no way. There's no way this is real. There's no way that's actually going to happen. I refuse. I refuse to believe it. Here he is claiming he doesn't even know what a venture capitalist is, which is either a weird thing to admit or just a weird thing to say on the campaign trail in clip four.
And Senator Vance, he became a media darling. He wrote a book about the place he grew up, but the premise was trashing that place where he grew up rather than lifting it up. This guy's a venture capitalist cosplaying like he's a cowboy or something.
What?
I don't even know what a venture capitalist does most of the time.
Yeah, okay. I'm not surprised you don't know what a venture capitalist is or what a venture capitalist does. Vance is not I don't think he's a venture capitalist. Per se, he's worked with venture capitalists. He's more of the venture. But This simple thing is just crazy. Okay, so first he says he's a media darling. Do you know what a media darling is? A media darling is somebody that gets nothing but love and praise and adoration from the media. Barack Obama was a media darling. Can do no wrong. I mean, if anybody's a media darling, it's Kamala Harris. Nothing but positives. All the magazine covers, all the interviews, all the praise, just heaps of praise and adoration. Can't do anything wrong. Vance has been attacked by the media. Vance is the one getting attacked by the media. Vance is not a media darling. Vance was even attacked by Trump supporters when Trump chose him as the VP. There's no media darling of Vance. So really, he's had to really climb himself up to the point where people really like him a lot now. Nationally, as far as approval rating is concerned, Vance has really put in the work to become very likable and relatable. Media darling, no. I don't think there's been a Republican media darling that I could ever even remember. I mean, maybe they try to, maybe Adam Kinzinger? Seriously, has anybody ever seen a conservative media darling? No. You could be a media darling and not be political, and then if you ever espouse something political, all of a sudden the media hates you. So there was never any media darling aspect of J.D. Vance. You cannot be a media darling. Only the liberals get the media darling treatment. Never seen that from a never seen a Republican get that treatment ever. The crew says Trump before he ran. I mean, that might be fair. Was Donald Trump a media darling? So that proves my point. What did I say? So you can be a media darling your whole life, and then as soon as you come out with conservative politics, all of a sudden the media hates you. Yeah, Trump is like the perfect example of that even. Yeah, great. Yeah, the crew in my ear saying that. Great point, crew. And then he says, Vance is posing as a cowboy? What does that even mean? What? How is Vance posing as a cowboy? Does he go around in cowboy boots and a cowboy hat? I haven't seen that. Does he go around saying y'all? Is he out on the range? Is he going to the rodeo? What is he talking about? This guy, I'll tell you, that is, it's just, but it doesn't even matter because Walls is the media darling. So he can come out here and lie about his service. He can pretend like he hunts and then he doesn't even know how to load a shotgun. I mean, he just, it's unbelievable. So, yeah, I guess Vance is going around in a cowboy hat at the rodeo, and he's lassoing cattle. And then he's going off as a venture capitalist, and Tim Walz doesn't even know what that means. Very nice. That's good. Very serious ticket. Harris Walz, very serious. Again, everything this guy does is so forced. So, but see, that was the play from the beginning. And we called it here day one. The Walls play was, hey, let's use this kind of Elmer Fuddish white guy, and that's what it is. He's basically a living embodiment of Elmer Fudd, and he's playing that role. And that's even a fake character for him. So if anybody's cosplaying a cowboy, it's him. I mean, he's the one that's pretending like he knows how to hunt. He doesn't know how to load a shotgun. And he says, oh, what did he call it, guys? The fire back or everybody, if you shoot guns, you have the kickback. What did he call it? He called it like the fire back or like the kickoff. I think he called it the kickoff. He doesn't even know basic gun terminology. Doesn't know how to load a shotgun. So if anybody's cosplaying a cowboy, it's him. And that was the entire purpose of why they chose him to be the VP. They said, okay, let's bring in a white Elmer Fudd type of guy. Let's lie about his military service so we can get the support of the military and the veterans that we're losing. Let's pose him as like a gun enthusiast and a hunter so we can kind of go after the more maybe centrist conservative that likes hunting, or even maybe the liberal that likes hunting or likes guns. And so we'll kind of use him to go after that voter base. And the whole thing has just collapsed. So he's the one cosplaying as a cowboy. He's the one that they chose with the camo hat on his head when they did the thing. It was all by design. He's the one they send out to pretend like he's some hunting enthusiast. He doesn't know how to load a gun. He doesn't even know basic gun terminology. They send a whole camera crew out there. Yeah, very responsible hunting. So he's the one. Oh, my gosh. This video is so cringy, too. Do we have the audio? I mean, I can't. I don't even think I could deal with it, really. Have you guys seen this, though? Where he's out there and he's acting like he's spotting all these birds. It's actually hilarious. It's so cartoonish. He really is Elmer Fudd. I mean, I'm hunting rabbits. Shh. Be very, very quiet. I'm Elmer Fudd Tim Walls, and I'm hunting rabbits. I don't know what a venture capitalist is, because I'm just Elmer Fudd. I wear camo hats and flannel shirts, and I like to go hunting. Somebody help me load this shotgun. Bird! Bird!
I just don't see that thing running.
There's a good chance it could have run in front of us, too. Pick it up.
Oh, yeah, I like to hunt rabbits.
All right.
I'm out here hunting. Is my gun loaded? I hope it doesn't kick off. This is a very nice shotgun he has there. Very nice. Be very, very quiet. I'm hunting. I'm Tim Walls. All right, is the camera ready?
High, they get under the grass. Yeah. I do that. I do the golf ball thing, man. I go right to it if I think I saw it down.
I should have probably done that.
Yeah.
Give it a linebacker tackle if I could have. But
I like football. And the boys' locker room.
The dogs were all on it.
And the boys' bathroom.
They had that look like they were deciding who was going to get the
ball. I'm a hunter. Look at me in my camo hat.
Stay back and stay out of there. And they did find that one. And it took us about 30 minutes, but we found it.
I'm talking hunting.
So, folks,
the camera's ready? Are you rolling? I'm going to pretend like I saw a bird. What a joke. But, oh, yeah, Vance is the one cosplaying as a cowboy. This guy all of a sudden is wearing camo hats and flannels everywhere. But that was all by design. It was all by design. That's good stuff. Good Lord, we are living in a freaking Looney Tunes cartoon. Oh my God. So then who is Kamala Harris? No, Foghorn Leghorn is way too dignified. She would be more like Sylvester or like Daffy Duck, probably. Probably Daffy Duck. Yeah. I don't know if I'm convinced that Kamala Harris is Daffy Duck quite yet, but yeah, it's the Daffy Duck Elmer Fudd campaign. Honestly, Trump is like probably, it's probably Trump is Foghorn Leghorn and Vance is Bugs Bunny. No, the Wile E. Coyote, that's like Joe Biden probably, if anything. All right. No, Pepe Le Pew would be Bill Clinton. All right, I got some other stories that I want to cover here. I want to take some calls in the final segment as well. So let's give out the phone number, 877-789-2539. It is on the screen in front of you right here. Give us a call, 877-789-2539. Anything we've discussed so far today is fair game on the phone lines. All right, let me finish up with some of these headlines here. Now, Time Magazine is a little upset with Kamala Harris. They're a little upset with Kamala because they wanted an interview with her, and she keeps declining. They've requested multiple times, and she keeps declining. From last week, Despite multiple requests, time has not been granted an interview with Kamala Harris, unlike every other presidential candidate ever. We believe in transparency and publish each interview in full. Why isn't the vice president engaging with the public on the same level? Well, it's probably the same reason why she refused to go on with Bloomberg, because she might be asked some tough questions that she doesn't want to answer. So then again this week, Harris declined repeated requests for an interview for this story. In contrast, Trump talked about his policy vision with a Time reporter for 90 minutes across two interviews. Biden spoke to Time at a similar length before dropping out of the race. So Kamala's still hiding from the media. She only goes on the softball interviews. She only goes on the interviews where they have the interviewer who's literally bought and paid for by the Democrat Party. So that's what you have going on with Harris. They are still hiding her from the media. If they know it's not going to be a friendly softball interview, then she's not doing the interview. So Time is very upset. But don't worry, Time will be anti-Trump and pro-Kamala Kamala when it's time. Because, of course, they will. Elon Musk is, I guess, actively campaigning now, doing his own campaign for Donald Trump with his America PAC. Tomorrow night through Monday, so that's tonight through Monday, tonight, Elon Musk will be giving a series of talks throughout Pennsylvania, so he understands the Pennsylvania importance here. If you'd like to attend one of my talks, there's no attendance fee. You just need to have signed our petition supporting free speech and right to bear arms and have voted in this election. So he's trying to get out the vote in Pennsylvania. Again, this is from the America PAC. He is sharing it on his X account. So Musk campaigning for Trump in Pennsylvania. And then you have a bit of a character, no doubt. He's had some ups and downs, and that is wide receiver Antonio Brown. And and when this guy was in his prime, he was one of the best receivers in the NFL. He probably has like two or even maybe even three top 10 yardage seasons for a wide receiver in a single season when he was with the Steelers. So he was a real good player. And then he kind of had a bit of a mental breakdown, you might say, maybe a CTE situation. Now he just kind of jokes about it. He's campaigning for Donald Trump. He's shooting videos with a Trump hat on. He's going to be outside of the Pittsburgh Steelers football game on Sunday, registering people to vote. How about that? So you can go see Elon Musk in Pennsylvania. You can go meet star wide receiver Antonio Brown outside of a Steelers game in Pennsylvania in a MAGA hat. He'll register you to vote if you haven't. So they're on the ground. They're trying to get Pennsylvania for Trump. And you've got Antonio Brown from, he jokes it, he calls it CTESPN. Definitely a character in his post-playing career. And he'll be registering people to vote and doing events for Trump. And I guess he's got a larger group now with the CTESPN in Michigan as well. So there you go, 4 p.m., Red Lot A, Pittsburgh voter registration tailgate with Antonio Brown. He's working with Turning Point. I guess, do the Steelers play on a night game? 4 p.m. is an odd time. Food and drinks provided? How about that? It's got to be a night game if they're doing it at 4 p.m., I'm assuming. So there you go. I would like to see Trump show up at an NFL game, but he said he was boycotting the NFL, so that's probably why he's not doing it. He shows up at the college games, though, and, I mean, it's just a roar, just a massive show of support when he shows up at the college football games. I would imagine he'd probably get the same support at an NFL game. I would imagine he would. I think he should just break that down. I think he should show up. Pittsburgh would be a good one. Philadelphia, I don't know if Philadelphia might be too big of a risk. High risk, high reward in Philadelphia. But, you know, the Philadelphia Eagles fans, they throw batteries at Santa Claus. And, I mean, you can respect it, but the Philadelphia Eagles fans are probably some of the most rowdy, and I'll just leave it at that, fans that you're going to deal with. You kind of take your life into your hands wearing the opponent's hat in the Philadelphia Eagles game. So that might be too big of a risk. Yeah, so it is a night game. So they're going to be pregame, tailgating, registering people to vote outside of the Steelers game. So everybody on deck in Pennsylvania. That's where Scott Presler has been registering people to vote. Oh, and by the way, I believe it's tonight. Guys, double confirm this to me, but I'm pretty sure it's tonight. Kamala Harris's Bret Baier interview is going to air on Fox News. And with a shot at, I think, CBS and some of the other people that interviewed Harris. I'll call her Harris. How about that? Should we call her Harris now, Doug Emhoff? You're basically, really, Doug Emhoff will be the first lady. She's the man of the relationship. But Baier came out and said there will be no edits. It's taped to live, one cut. So they're not going to deceptively edit it like CBS did and like others have done to try to make Kamala Harris look good. It's going to be one straight interview. So should be interesting to see if Bret Baier really shows any teeth or declares Arizona for Biden before the polls even close. All right. Frequency in news, media, and academic papers. The term misinformation picked up popularity right after 2016. I wonder why. Just like racism, all of these terms that they love calling Trump and Trump supporters were barely even mentioned in media until Trump took over. And now it's some of the most highly mentioned words. Misinformation, racism, and it's all propaganda. Right after Trump gets elected, it's all propaganda. Did they already post the interview, guys? They had it on the screen there. Oh, it's... The interview is live right now. Well, I guess Baier is airing it on his show then. So is that what's going on? He's actually just airing it live on his show? Okay. So we'll have some of those clips for you, too. I wasn't expecting that before we signed off here today, so I will take the calls. We already have callers on the line. So we'll do some of that before we go to calls. In fact, guys, do you want to play that clip right there that you had on the screen before we take this break? Do we want to play that clip right now before the break? Do we have it? All right, well, we might have some of those clips for you. By the way, it's very likely that your state has abortion on the ballot. This is all to try to get Democrats out to vote. They're even doing it in Missouri with Amendment 3, very red state, anti-abortion state. And, I mean, this is just crazy. Amendment 3 is abortion on demand. It would make abortion allowed for any reason during all 9 months of pregnancy. Remember, it was Walz who said, we don't want 9 months. Nobody's calling for 9 months. It's literally a Democrat bill, Amendment 3 in Missouri. It would allow abortion to occur at any facility and would allow any healthcare professional to handle the procedure. I guess that's a spectrum now, too. You can just declare you're a man, declare you're a woman, whatever. So you can declare you're a healthcare professional. Pregnant minor children would no longer need their parents' permission to receive an abortion. Parents of minor children would not even be able to ensure the safety of their daughters, as all safety standards for abortions would be removed from the law. Abortion facilities would be allowed to receive taxpayer funding. And that's the Democrats love that. They launder money through Planned Parenthood anyway. Pave the way for more children to be groomed in a destructive life of transgenderism, including allowing harmful drugs and devastating irreversible surgical body alterations. Amendment 3 on the ballot in Missouri. And this is all to get women out to vote for abortion and to try to help Kamala Harris, who's not that popular. Abortion is more popular than Kamala Harris. Think about that. Abortion is more popular than Kamala Harris. So they're putting abortion on the ballot to try to boost Kamala Harris. And then they say nobody wants abortion for 9 months. It's literally in their bills. It's in their bills in Colorado. It's in their bills in Virginia. It's exactly what the Democrats want. But it's such a disgusting policy that they deny it when they're asked about it, but then on paper, that's always what they support.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, the alexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at the alexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at the alexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at the alexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air. America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency-controlled coup for decades in this country. We didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spreading the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We're trying to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word in the third dimension and fund the operation, and also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The American way of life is under attack. This is the War Room.
Word and indicators are Kamala Harris just got cooked by Brett Baer. Or maybe cooked herself. I'm going to play a couple clips. We already opened the phone lines. I got some callers, so I will go to the callers here. But we got a couple clips. First, she's asked about her trans policies. Let's go to that first.
Every transgender inmate in the prison system would have access.
So are you still in support of using taxpayer dollars to help prison inmates or detained illegal aliens to transition to another gender?
I will follow the law. And it's a law that Donald Trump actually followed. You're probably familiar with, now it's a public report, that under Donald Trump's administration, these surgeries were available to, on a medical necessity basis, to people in the federal prison system. And I think, frankly, that ad from the Trump campaign is a little bit of like throwing, you know, stones when you're living in a glass house.
The Trump aides say that he never advocated for that prison policy and no gender transition surgeries happened during his presidency.
Well, you know what, you've got to take responsible for what happened in your administration.
Yeah, no surgeries happened in his presidency.
It's in
so
black and white.
Would you still advocate for using taxpayer dollars for gender reassignment surgeries?
I will follow the law, just as I think Donald Trump would say he did.
You would have a say as president.
He spent $20 million on those ads trying to create a sense of fear in the voters because he actually has no plan in this election that is about focusing on the needs of the American people.
Wow. So she blames it on Trump. Those are literally her words. She said it, and then she blames it on Trump. Wow. By the way, that shot that they have over Brett's shoulder of her is brilliant. It makes her look like a tiny little person. Believe me, that's very damaging. That's very damaging. So I don't know if they did that intentionally, but they made her look like a tiny human being with that shot. So I mean I don't know how bombshell that one is, but I mean it's her words, and now she's basically running from the policy. So she's running from her own policy. She's running from her own words. Here she is on immigration.
You know, voters tell pollsters all over the country and here in Pennsylvania that immigration is one of the key issues that they're looking at this election, and specifically the influx of illegal immigrants from more than 150 countries. How many illegal immigrants would you estimate your administration has released into the country over the last 3.5 years?
Well, I'm glad you raised the issue of immigration because I agree with you. It is a topic of discussion that people want to rightly have. And you know what I'm going to talk about.
Yeah, but
right
do you
now,
just a number. Is, do you but, think it's but, 1 million, 3 million?
Brett, let's just get to the point. Okay, the point is that we have a broken immigration system that needs to be repaired.
So your Homeland Security Secretary said that 85% of apprehensions.
I'm not finished. We have
an immigration system. It's a rough estimate of 6 million people have been released into the country. And let me just finish. I'll get to the question, I promise you.
I was beginning to answer.
And when you came into office, your administration immediately reversed a number of Trump border policies. Most significantly, the policy that required illegal immigrants to be detained through deportation, either in the U.S. or in Mexico. And you switched that policy. They were released from custody awaiting trial. So instead, included in those were a large number of single men, adult men, who went on to commit heinous crimes. So, looking back, do you regret the decision to terminate Remain in Mexico at the beginning of your administration?
At the beginning of our administration, within practically hours of taking the oath, the first bill that we offered Congress before we worked on infrastructure, before the Inflation Reduction Act, before the CHIPS and Science Act, before the bipartisan Safer Communities Act, the first bill, practically within hours of taking the oath, was a bill to fix our immigration system.
Yes, ma'am. It was called the U.S. Citizenship Act of 2021.
Exactly.
It was essentially a pathway to citizenship for the...
May I finish responding, please?
But
you have to let me finish,
you
please.
Had the White House and the House and the Senate,
I'm
and they didn't bring up that bill.
I'm in the middle of responding to the point you're raising,
okay.
And I'd like to finish.
Yeah, this is bad for her. And honestly, it doesn't even matter what she says. Because it's the optics are bad. Brett Baer is like a square jawed, powerful looking man, and she's a weak, tiny human being. She clearly cannot handle it. She doesn't come off with any leadership aura. She doesn't come off with any authority at all. He comes off as the authority figure. He comes off as the power figure in this. She comes off as a weak person clawing up. So this is just bad optics. I mean, it doesn't even matter what she says. I mean, she word salads her way through everything anyway. So, yeah, there'll be some clips that are damaging based off of what she says or says saying nothing. But I'm telling you, the optics of this, again, look at this framing right here. I don't know if Fox did this intentionally, but folks, this they are destroying her. Look at how tiny she looks. She looks like a watermelon head tiny person. She looks like a cartoon character. This shot, she looks like she's not the authority figure, that she's not the power figure here. It's Bret Baier. You look at her body language. You look at her mannerisms compared to Bret Baier's. He's sturdy. He's strong. He's in a power position. She's wavering. She's limp. Her facial expressions are very weak. His are very strong. They have that over-the-shoulder shot where she literally looks like a tiny little cartoon character. This is, they're going to regret this. She's going to regret this. And her staff on the flight back to D.C. is probably going to get gnawed on and screamed at and yelled at. And probably there will be firings and or a lot of people quitting after this. And then I was told they ended it early. So, wow. Well, she did a real interview, and that's what you get. First real interview she's done, and she embarrasses herself, really. Okay, let's take some phone calls here before we sign off for the day. Let's go to Caleb in Missouri. Caleb in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I want to start by saying God bless you. God bless the whole crew. I got to say, I'm tipping my hat to you for that debate the other night against that creature and just maintaining your composure. Don't really know a lot of people in my circle of friends that would have been able to just keep a straight face like you did. So hats off to you for that one. And what I called about was I wanted to say that, thinking of Walt fumbling with that shotgun, I haven't heard anybody yet make the observation that he's supposedly Sergeant Major, two-time war hero who's, been overseas twice and 20 years plus in the service, and he can't even load one of the simplest guns there is to load.
Yeah, and of course he lied about his military record, and he talks about carrying a weapon of war in the battlefield. That never happened either. Yeah, I mean, he really comes off as a total klutz, like worse than Elmer Fudd. I mean, other than maybe like a double barrel shotgun, I don't know what would be easier to load than that. So yeah, I mean, he's just a total phony.
And also, I think Bret Baier, for the most part, he's pretty squished too. So, the fact that he's even giving it back to Kamala now is just more, I mean, she's just got no chance. It can't happen.
Yeah, I mean, Bret Baier, I'll take the good with the bad when it comes to Bret Baier. I think that he probably tries to play the middle ground and appease, if you will. But there's no doubt he took advantage of this opportunity, I think, to really embarrass Kamala. And I wonder, too, I mean, this is a guy that's been around forever. He's not a dumb guy. I wonder, too, how much say he had in the camera arrangement, because I'm telling you, Kamala's people obviously didn't have any say in that, because they would have requested different shots, different angles, different framings. I mean, she looks bad. Like, it's bad, bad framing. She on all three of those shots, the framing looks horrible for her. Optics do matter.
Yeah, I would agree with all that. I haven't seen the video yet. I've only heard you describing it. But, I mean, I can only imagine. She is small, so of course she would look small.
Yeah, and I guess it doesn't help because she's sitting down. She's got like 3-inch heels on, so when she's standing up in heels, she kind of looks, you know, a little taller. I don't know how tall she is. But, look, they can talk about all day long, and thank you for the call, Caleb. They can talk about all day long, oh, people aren't ready for a woman leader and all this stuff. Look, that has nothing to do with misogyny. There are certain traits of human beings that are inherent from years of epigenetics and our DNA and our gut. Okay, it's the same reason why a woman biologically would naturally be more inclined to be attractive to a taller man, a stronger man, than a weak man, a small man, an unhealthy man. They want somebody that can protect them. They want somebody that can protect their children. Even if it's not a conscious thing, it's a subconscious thing. It's in their biology. It's in their traits. It's a natural thing. So, yeah, you look at Kamala Harris. She's a tiny woman. And people don't want that in a leader. They don't want that. They look at life right now and they think, you know, maybe times are kind of hard. And things are kind of uncertain. They don't want a fragile, tiny woman to be their leader. You know, maybe in a time of peace or something, or, you know, big prosperity, you could, but no. So it has nothing to do with sexism or anything like that. It's biology. It's subconscious human biology and traits. We don't want a tiny woman leader. It's not what people want. Women don't want it. Men don't want it. Has nothing to do with sexism or anything else. That's just human biology, learned human biology built into us from our ancestors, living and learning. Let's go to Bria in New York. Bria, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good evening, Owen. So good to speak to you. God bless you, I want to say, first and foremost. I want to really talk about my testimony. Living in New York City has been the worst ever. I lived here 27 years, and I know that's not a long time, but I've seen the progression of everything changing over the years. I personally have moved out of my childhood home by force because in Brooklyn, they had migrants everywhere. Sex trafficking everywhere, prostitution everywhere. It was literally the biggest zoo I have ever been a part of, and I've seen it decline in the last, like, 5 years, honestly. And just being introduced into InfoWars and the whole team, Alex, you, and Harrison, love Harrison. He has such a calm demeanor. I love him in the morning. And just the way you guys, like, have the show laid out. But needless to say, I got pushed out of my home. My grandparents are immigrants. They're from Ghana. They had to go back to their country. And not saying that Africa is anywhere better, because the Chinese, everything is going on over there too, vaccines, you name it. But they're familiar with Africa. They went back to Ghana and left my mom, myself, and my uncle to figure out life. And it just sucks because no one had anything planned. No one wanted to move. But now our whole family are split up. Like, and that's the whole thing with this world. They're making people take away the families. Like, what happened to all the fight in this country? Like, all the Americans, Ulysses Grant, Abraham Lincoln, like, the people that had struggles and testimonies, and they fought and laid their lives to this country. And I'm just getting choked up because it's just like, I wanted to live my life, have a family, get married. Like, me and my partner, me and my boyfriend have been together for 5 years. And the life that we've had within the last 5 years, losing jobs, people discriminating because of vaccines, I had to travel 3 hours just so I won't have to get vaccinated, to find work on unemployment for a year. Like, I can make the list. Now I'm on my own, like, have no money. Like, that lady speaking how she's poor and she's grinding, like, breaks my heart. You know how many people I see on the street carrying their lives with them? And these are the people that want to tell us what to do? Are you kidding me? And there's people and children being trafficked. I can make the list. But no, everyone's in their little corners doing whatever meaningless job they're doing, thinking they're accomplishing everything while people are literally dying.
Well, I appreciate your emotional story there. I would respond first. You talk about what happened to American leadership, maybe even more directly to speak to the issue, what happened to strong male leadership. And I think that this has been the result of political correctness. This has been the result of the attack on men, the attack on white men, the attack on masculinity, the rise of this new modern feminism, which is just radical liberalism, leftism. And so when you combine all those things, it's taken men kind of out of the picture, or it's made men in just kind of a pragmatic fashion just think, well, you know, I can try to step up and do these things, but I'm going to be called this name, I'm going to be called that name. You know, they're told to get to the back of the line. They're told that they're racist. They're told that they're misogynist. They're discounted. They're told they're not needed. And so it's all this messaging that I think puts a lot of men down and maybe even into depression. And so that's what's happened. They've used feminism. They've used racism. They've used political correctness to take strong male leadership out of the picture. They've beaten men down to take it out of the picture, and that's why they hate Donald Trump so much, because he represents that to them. Now, as far as you talk about life in New York and the struggles, you know, this is something that really bothers me. And there's multiple levels to this, but the general point is that Americans deserve better. Well, let's say maybe you don't believe Americans deserve better. I would say Americans deserve better, but Americans can be doing better. The American way of life could be so much better. And that's what's so frustrating to me about the American liberal that doesn't believe that. The American liberal, in fact, believes that Americans need to suffer. The American liberal thinks that the American lifestyle needs to be brought down. The American liberal looks at third world countries and says they have it worse than you, so you need to have it bad. The American liberal looks at a poor person and says we can't have a rich person because there's a poor person. The American liberal consciously wants to drag America down. So they're not bothered by it. They're not bothered by it. As long as they've got their lifestyle that they want, they're not bothered by the poor American. They claim they are, but they're not. Because the truth is, a good economy, good economic policy brings America up. So practically speaking, this is what bothers me. We spend so much money on foreign citizens and foreign wars. It's hundreds of billions of dollars every year. Hundreds of billions of dollars. We could easily be investing that in America, have better infrastructure, better policing, whatever, you name it, better schools, all of it. Everything could be better for us. We could easily be cutting our corporate taxes. You know, Kamala Harris comes out with an economic plan where she wants to raise taxes on Americans and she wants to raise corporate taxes. And then she attacks Donald Trump because of the tariffs policy and says, that's going to be a tax on Americans. You literally are raising taxes on Americans. The whole goal with the tariffs is to bring American manufacturing jobs back. The whole goal with tariffs is to make it financially painful for American companies to go overseas and produce their goods and produce their products and ship it back. So the whole goal is to bring it back. Trump also wants to cut corporate taxes. So that's the whole goal here. And then Harris says, oh, the Trump tariffs is like a tax on America because they'll raise their prices. No, the goal is to bring them back. Our corporations shouldn't be paying 35% corporate taxes. Okay? The American people shouldn't be paying 30% of the money that they earn through federal income tax, state income tax, sales tax, property tax, payroll tax, you name it. 30% of the money you make, you're paying in taxes. These are basic policies that can change the American way of life in really probably 4 years, in really probably one administration. Maybe it takes 8 years when properly applied. And so you don't have, so you can bring manufacturing jobs back to America. You can go work at a plant as soon as you want, 18 years old, let's say, and you can make a living. You can afford to live on your own. You work there for a couple years, 4 years. Maybe you decide you're going to work there forever. Now you can make enough money. You can own a home. You can raise a family. You can make a living wage for yourself and your family and to be a homeowner. This has all been shipped overseas. This has all been taxed out of existence. We have crumbling infrastructure. We have crumbling subways, crumbling public transportation because we send all of our money overseas. We give all of our money to foreign countries. We give all of our money to foreign citizens. You change all of that, you change the American way of life. You don't have to live like this. We don't have to live in degradation. But it's like this idea that somehow America is inherently bad. We've had it too good, so we have to suffer. Or, oh, it's someone else's fault. It's the rich's fault. It's the white man's fault. It's this person's fault that somebody's living in poverty. So none of that has to exist. And they hate Donald Trump because he represents turning it all around, strong male leadership, and bringing back a booming America that they hate and they never want to see. All right, let's take one more call here before we sign off for the day. Let's go to Darren in Florida. Darren, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Owen?
Good.
The Looney Tune character, I don't know if you ever seen it, where Bugs Bunny, he goes and stays in the haunted hotel. It's like a Halloween episode. And it's the bird with the three heads just hanging in the tree. That's Carmella. Because she, one has a southern accent, one has an Indian accent, and one just has a regular bird accent. One more thing, I like to pronounce her name Carmella. With a R in the middle of her name, with a hard R, ever since she started identifying as a black woman.
So, Carmella?
That's about it. Carmella, brother. Carmella with a hard R. You know what I mean?
Carmella hairy ass.
Yeah, there you go. That's her, brother. That is her. Hey, I'd like to thank you for everything you guys do. You guys are awesome. And I bought the CMOS. Two things of the three pack gummies before they sold out, thank God.
Appreciate that, Darren. Thank you for the call. Let me squeeze in Anthony in California real quick. I'll address this. Anthony, make it quick.
First generation American. My parents came in 1957. I went in the Marine Corps. I was a part of that 29 Palms questionnaire. Got woke up, found Alex before 9/11. And really, I'm calling because Trump comes out as a pro-genital mutilation for minors as long as their parents consent. Now, that was on the Economic Club of Chicago.
Yeah, I don't know why he did it. It didn't make sense to me. Yeah. Yeah, I saw that. I don't know. Again, I'm not a purist. I'm not gonna just say, oh, well, I'm done with Trump. So, yeah, I don't know why he said it. I don't get it. I don't know why he would say that. I don't think he wins any votes with that. But, yeah, it was a bad move for me.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexshowstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization for private labeling. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate CMOS exclusively discounted at the alexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at the alexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.